Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Kelsey. I live in Texas. I love your show. I especially have enjoyed Harper. You're so awesome. You do a really good job, and you're very funny. I was just listening to y'all. I kind of binge listen most of the time while I work. I'm listening to Out of Luck, which was a classic episode where a gentleman had written in kind of thinking that your show was haunted or somehow brings on paranormal experiences, which kind of prompted me to call in. I've been meaning to call in anyway and tell y'all about a couple of really small experiences that have happened to me. I really haven't experienced too much in my life, but I definitely believe in all this stuff. And interestingly enough, I've had a couple of experiences over the last year that I just couldn't explain. I don't know if they're paranormal or not. But I know that both of them happened on nights that I listened to your show after dark. And I'm a little bit of a chicken, so I usually turn it off about the time it's getting dark and just switch to something a little more, you know, not ghostly. So these particular nights, the first one, I was driving to visit my ex-boyfriend in San Saba, Texas. So it's in the country, and it's kind of a country drive. It's pretty quiet. It's pretty dark. It's about an hour and a half from where I live. And I really was, like, into this episode, so I was like, I want to be brave today. Just keep on listening. So, you know, I'm driving in the dark. Nothing happened then. I was a little bit nervous, but I was enjoying it. So I get there, we hang out, go to sleep. All is normal until I get woken up, as does he, by the light bulb in his bedroom exploding. It exploded. It was loud. It shattered everywhere. It was like 2 a.m. He did have a fan and the fan was on, but this was like a room built onto his grandparents' house. It was pretty new, nice. The fan I checked was like affixed all the way to the ceiling. It wasn't rattling or wobbling back and forth, anything like that. I was terrified. I didn't know what to think, but I had a very, very, very unsettled feeling. I think I nearly pushed him off the bed, just like scooching over because I couldn't breathe. I had to calm down. It took me maybe an hour to go back to sleep. And then the next day in the light, we looked and like the light bulb didn't fall out. The metal part of it was still screwed in. It's just like got smashed or exploded or something. Anyway, couldn't make sense of it. It was very, very strange. He won't even talk about it. He doesn't like that stuff. I don't know if he doesn't believe it, but he didn't, you know. Anyway, he didn't want to discuss what might have caused that. So whatever, nothing else happened, and that was a normal weekend. I think it was maybe a month later, I was listening to your show again after dark, because I was house-sitting for this lady who has 3 cats, and she was out of town, so I'm house-sitting, and her house is in downtown Austin. It's kind of an older, more possibly historical, and I don't know, but it gave me the creeps a little bit. I was listening to your show either way. Went to head home, and once again, I was just really involved in an episode where usually I would turn it off. And just, I have to finish this, so I just kept on listening. And so the drive home was normal. That was like, you know, 20, 30 minutes. I listened to it the rest of the way home, and I lived with my siblings at the time in a big house, and I had a normal evening, hung out with my little brother, went to bed, and then this night, out of nowhere, at maybe 1:30 or so, the fire alarm in my room starts going off. It was the only one in the house that started going off. And it woke me up out of a sleep, and I felt kind of unsettled about it. Like, that's weird. My brother was still awake, actually, which comforted me a lot. So he hears it going off and runs upstairs. Like, I heard him coming up the stairs. He had two dogs. I have one dog. So they were barking. My dog was barking from inside my room with me. She was startled, too. So all this is just takes a couple of seconds. I get out of bed, I'm just looking at the fire alarm. I'm like, why is this going off? And I heard my brother come upstairs. So I opened the door. The second I touched the door handle and turned, it stopped. It went off. And it didn't go off again that night. And I have no idea what set it off. No other fire alarms in the house have done that. And it never happened again. So anyway, I don't know what that means. I think it's pretty interesting. I kind of like the theory that gentleman on the show was saying, that maybe just your fear kind of brings it on, because I do get scared. Like, I'll still enjoy things and I'll listen anyway, but it does scare me sometimes. And both of those nights, especially because I was in the car by myself, I think I was a little bit nervous. So I don't know if that kind of brings it on. But anyway, just wanted to share that with y'all. I really, really love your show so much. It brings me so much joy. I noticed everybody's always thanking y'all for just having an outlet for this stuff. And I just totally agree. I love it. And love listening to all the good stuff. And hope y'all have a great day. I'll call back with some of my other teeny tiny weird occurrences later. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.